And this is always a treat. I'm sorry, George Gordon, you're going to have to
what?
Give up your headsets.
But we don't want to.
Because we don't. We only have three, and we have two guests coming on.
There's a couple over there.
So you guys just take five.
Fine, I'll take it off.
We welcome once again to the program our good friends, the Skinlonen brothers, Nick and Rick Skinlonen.
Good morning.
Hi, Craig.
Both played many, many years in the NFL, each, I believe, almost 20 years in the National Football League. Nick, you were a deep snapper for all of those years.
Yes, I was. And I'm up for Hall of Fame consideration.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if you know this or not. There's not a deep snapper in the Hall of Fame yet.
No, there's not one.
Not yet.
Well, good luck with that. We'll put in
fingers crossed for you, Nick.
I was nominated by Rick, though.
We'll put in a good word for you with Rick Goslin. Maybe he can
the goose.
Make you his cause of the year.
Yeah.
That's a mate goal, Norm.
And, of course, your younger brother, Rick Skinlonen, who spent 17 years in the NFL as a backup punter.
Yeah. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how are you, Rick?
I'm doing well.
It's good to see you both. And normally when we visit with you at training camp, you're here as players.
Right.
But now you've gotten a job with the NFL Network, and you're here as part of the media.
We do an overnight show on the NFL Network. Airs at 2 o'clock Central Time.
At 2 a.m., that's not really prime time, is it?
No.
Well, I mean, it is for night.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, kind of.
You haven't seen it? Intentional grounding?
It's called intentional grounding.
Yeah, right. Intentional grounding.
Came up with that on our own, and we specialize in special teams.
And we cover only special teams.
It's an NFL Network show.
Right.
Just specifically about special teams.
2 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds fascinating.
It is.
It is. It really is.
We have a lot of cool people.
We take a deep dive into special teams.
Yeah. Like we have special figures like Snap of the Day.
Snap of the Day from around training camps?
Yes. Yeah. LD won last week.
Oh, it's did he really?
Snap of the Day, yeah.
Wow. He did. We're still trying to book him, though.
Rick does a feature called Get Your Kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks, right.
And it's a mashup video of punters along with the Rockettes performing the club music. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
It really is, Greg. You should check it out.
I think, I'm guessing that was implied throughout this whole conversation, but I will.
Yeah.
Good.
We have a lot of projects. We also have a podcast.
The Skinlonen brothers have a podcast.
Yeah, it covers the latest Hollywood gossip and fashion trends.
I
called
didn't know.
Glitz and Glamour, another Skinlonen joint.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were so into the Hollywood scene.
Big time.
That's where we're living now. We're living out here in Hollywood.
I guess my famous Hollywood report on a lot of the gossip, a lot of blind items of gossip. If you want, I'll give you a little taste.
Yeah, you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, Rick, go ahead.
Hit the music, Expo. What Friends co-star is rumored to be pregnant?
I don't know.
Well, we can't tell you her name, but we can say that she is no longer in the pits when it comes to love. Her Ross is our gain. She no longer makes $1 million an episode. She took a pretty famous big haircut. In other news, what famous Rain Man might be turning 79 yesterday? Well, we can't tell you, but we can say that since he's had a very successful Oscar-winning career, his accomplishments aren't just dust in the wind.
See? Writing like that.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds like a great podcast.
It really is.
I didn't know you guys were so diverse.
It's no bear stew, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying.
Yeah,
we don't have that many subscribers.
Well, I bet you after we promote it here on the show, you'll get a lot.
I sure hope so, Greg.
You know, I'm wondering if the NFL Network executives have ever said anything to you guys about your voices.
Well, I'm a little bit hoarse today.
Is that what you mean? I mean, he's only had this for like 2 days. Fine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the voices?
Other than that, what? Fine.
Hello.
No, I guess I just... You know,
weird.
Never mind. It's,
okay.
Never mind. It's, not, it's
okay,
nothing.
Okay, no biggie.
Nothing.
That was a weird moment.
Yeah. No biggie. Like,
what are you talking about? You know,
we can't let you go without asking you guys about the Cowboys, and I guess we have to talk about their special teams, but do you think they'll have a pretty good special teams unit this year?
Well, we haven't been able to see too much of practice.
Oh, why not?
Well...
Jason won't let us in.
Oh,
Jason
Garrett?
Garrett hates us. And we don't know why. We didn't do anything.
God. Such a
whiner. We always gave our best.
I mean, we've been nothing but nice to him. And, uh-huh. You know, if I think about it too much, Rick gets sad. Because Jason is mean.
The only
and
one who's
mean
nice.
Makes Rick sad.
Don't refer to yourself as Rick. Please, just for this segment.
The only one in the Cowboys organization that has been nice to us.
Uh-huh.
I apologize for my hoarseness.
That's okay.
Is Gene. Gene Jones.
Gene Jones. Gene likes you guys.
Yeah, she had us over for coffee yesterday.
Why is Gene Jones taking such a shine to you guys?
I don't know. Maybe it's the entertainment.
She's our only subscriber to our podcast right now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to subscribe, so that makes two.
Thank you, Greg. It would really mean a lot to us.
Well, it is always a pleasure to see the two of you.
Thanks.
Thank you, though.
You're such nice guys, and I wish you good luck on the NFL Network. We'll be tuning in to Intentional Grounding at 2 a.m., and good luck with the podcast.
Thank you, Greg.
And we wish you well on your show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are killing it.
Yeah, anyway. It sounds like you guys are really popular in Dallas-Fort Worth.
We're doing okay.
All right,
thank you, guys. There they go, Nick and Rick Skinlonen, the Skinlonen brothers.
Good interview.